Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, that's what happened last night. Welcome to Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio, your all-out sports power hour. Your host, Curtis True Character Townsend.
And Rick, just a Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, go Blackhawks.
Yes.
White Sox, cuz pretty cool fan, Thomas Show.
Then we still got Waddle in the building.
No names haven't.
Right, yeah. But much knowledge, though, much knowledge. Hey, Bulls, very good game last night.
Very good game. You wasn't on the Bulls.
You were playing with
yeah.
Week.
No.
I stopped.
No.
Well,
and boats and whatever bridges.
Listen, man.
You're not on the bridge
anymore. I'm looking at the bridge.
No.
But I'm not getting on the bridge. No, I'm not. Not yet. We still got another game and another game and maybe another game.
I told you. You ain't for the Bulls.
I am for the Bulls. I enjoyed that game last night. I was happy that D-Rose
he was on the bridge.
Got this no glass call, last minute shot.
He said he did not call bank on
right.
That.
He didn't call the bank. But it's cool. It's cool. Butler says he practices that shot every he practices all the time, hits that shot all the time. So he wasn't surprised to see him hit it, but it was exciting to see him hit it.
Oh, so that's why I wasn't no celebrations after the shot. He just went and
jumped
in
Shaquille
Noah's
arms. Right. Little,
like,
hey, let's talk about that, though. Let's talk about that.
Did you see what I said? You the meme on it.
The meme, man. Sorry. Hey, yeah, the meme.
When it was like, when you hit the game winning shot, but you see Bae talking to a boy in the crowd.
Right. Hey, when you hit the game with a shot and you see Melo in the crowd, you said it like. Man, it's going to be so many damn memes coming out about that, man. That look, though, man, was hilarious.
Hilarious,
dude. I must have sat and looked at that look for like at least 10 times.
And then the look LeBron gave.
I didn't see the problem.
When he was licking his lips, like when you went McDonald's and you don't know if you get the chicken wrap or the double cheeseburger. Like.
I didn't see that.
Like looking at the menu or something, that wasn't funny.
That was funny. Yeah, probably had to, he had to be there.
Yep.
But Derrick Rose, again.
I'm out the building.
The Bulls are in the locker room, showing no emotion or hurt. They were pretty calm because they know what's coming next in game three. You know, they got to deal with game four. Yeah, they got to deal with the Cavaliers' best blow. Can they handle their best blow in game four? Can they handle their best blow in game four? Game four, can they handle their best blow? Yo.
I think last night's game was one of their best.
I think so, too.
No, Kyrie was hurt.
They tried.
I'm saying, Kyrie was hurt.
They let that game get away, and they use all their energy.
I think so, too.
He can finish like he used to. And I
like if I say that he was rooting for Cleveland,
right.
I was a, I'm a,
that's
the one. I'm a Kyrie Irving fan. Right?
He's a guest on the show.
I'm a Kyrie Irving fan.
Broke ankle.
I just want him.
He was like that when LeBron was dunking.
Yeah.
And hit threes on Kirk Heinrich and stuff like that. Like,
that's sort of acceptable.
So, all right, so say if he rolls with just dunk, like Timothy Fate, something like
the referees in the game.
He been locked up for like what, 4 years?
What are you locked up on?
He Did he get locked up?
For what?
For gambling.
Oh, yeah. Caught up in that, yeah. He might be. But he had a lot to say about Dick for better.
He was trying to expose him then. They didn't want to. That was a black half in the NBA, and they know it, and they trying to get past this way. I remember.
Dude, like, he was like the go-to guy, like the assassin Dick Pavetta was. Like, when the league wanted the game to be close, they called in Dick Pavetta, according to Johnny.
Crawford. I know about four, five.
Joey Crawford wanted the games to go fast when he officiated.
So he
Dick Pavetta,
play.
Yeah, he would kind of let you play. But Dick Pavetta wanted to slow the game down.
So do they get Bulls Dick Pavetta all the time? Because I notice a lot, man. They call the cheekiest tag fouls on the Bulls. And it's like the Bulls have to play perfect basketball play. And I look at other games and people be freelancing and, like, they doing a play, but they freelancing in the play by putting their individuals, you know what I'm saying, mark on the move in the play.
Yeah.
But the Bulls got to play like robots. So that's going to be a call. You notice
it? It might have something to do with the organization. Like maybe the league don't like the Bulls. Ryan Thor.
You ever see players when they be trying somebody back in somebody's mouth? They put their hand in them.
Right.
You know, the Bulls, they make them like, and the technique has to be so perfect. But it's going to get called. And I see other teams like, if it's Kobe and LeBron or something, they push you, they hooping.
You know what it is? It's because the Bulls, like I was telling you earlier, it's because the Bulls play good defense. Shut down defense. So whoever the Bulls play around that time when they were really playing real shutdown defense, it was boring. You know, other teams like the Heat would come in, or like the Spurs would come in, or the Lakers would come in. The Bulls would shut any of them teams down. That's why no calls get called on the Bulls. I mean, for the Bulls. That's why they all go against the Bulls. According to Johnny.
That's messed up because they don't reward tough defense.
No, but they don't get rewarded.
I think, like,
only basketball enthusiasts like tough defense and games like that.
Right. The casual fan wants
to see. The casual fan wants to see dunks and threes and 40-point board and all of that. Right. So the league caters to them. And Dick Pavetta is the guy that makes that happen. That's crazy, ain't it?
That's crazy. I'm just thinking back to how many times LeBron James got tied up. Yesterday, and they did not call jump ball. They
right.
were giving a foul to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's because that's LeBron James. He's supposed to score first.
At the same time, I don't see why they do that because playing the street rolls excite
when they mean everything.
Yeah, and
the game.
I'm saying that's like one of the seconds I left. I'm talking about middle game, third quarter, like.
That can keep you in the game.
Yeah.
So,
that keeps you in the game. That's why they send players to the line when they're playing the Bulls.
That's
the Bulls
why the Clippers don't win. Because they can't hit free throws when it matters. Like, they'll lose at like eight. But they miss like 12 free throws.
And they can get all the help in the world from the ref. If you can't hit the free throw, ain't nothing we can do. Right. Ain't nothing we can do. So they help Clippers stay in the game, but they can't hit the free throws. They help other teams that play the Bulls stay in the game.
Houston has 64 free throws. That's this game it just has with the last game. 64 free throws.
They help.
Blake Griffin was just shaking his head like, I guess we got to act like we got fouled more.
Yep. It was all for Houston.
The six was in.
Yeah, it was in. They had to throw the Clippers down. Blake Griffin going crazy. He playing like a bat out of hell, man. Like, I ain't never seen Blake Griffin play like this.
Nope.
Never.
I told Rick, and he said he didn't really like him, but I told him.
Blake Griffin's going off.
I'm going to give Blake Griffin his credit. He is stepping up.
Yeah.
Double-double.
Yeah.
It's not more than the numbers. It's more
him stepping
smart,
up. Yeah.
Smart. And, like, growth in his game. Like, it's not all about dunks, but it's not like he got a jumper now. Here it is.
Yep.
Basketball IQ is
he can pass. Yeah, basketball IQ.
He understands what he's doing and using it better.
Yeah.
Instead of like, when he did that pass on that fast break, that was totally different Blake Griffin. Like,
and he's one of those dunks.
Right. He's not looking for a bigger picture.
Right.
Like, ready to count that for the three. Like, let me get it to him. Get dude scared that I'm a dunk and dish it off. Like,
yep.
Oh, I can do this a lot.
All right,
like,
yeah. And Redick is snapping.
Understanding it.
Redick knocking down his shot. Crawford throwing some light down. He's seeing Crawford. I command CP3.
Patrick Beverly.
Patrick
Beverly, he out on
the layout,
but he out.
He got hurt. I know,
he hurt.
What happened to him for the playoffs, I think?
I think I do remember.
Yeah, I forgot what happened to him. Man, what's up with my man, Matt Barr?
Hey, he came to James Harden's mama.
Yeah.
For real, he was talking stuff to her in the crowd.
Did he know? Or did he?
I think he did.
You think he knew?
He knows.
Oh, he bogus, dude.
He apologized.
That wasn't for sale.
That's what I knew he was doing.
Right.
It depends on what your mama doing.
Nah, dude.
That's what Gabrielle Union be doing.
You don't say that, though.
What?
You don't tell her to do that.
That's what? What do you say?
You don't know what he said?
What do you say?
You told her to, look at the gesture.
Okay.
Okay, say it on the
house.
Yeah, he told her to do that.
Okay, so.
It's too close to Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to y'all, too.
Okay, but that's a fan. That's how they're looking at it. And they hoping. I'm not saying, like, that's good, but I'm saying, like, what did LeBron James do to Chris Bosh and them girlfriends?
What?
Smash them. Flirting, talking stuff. You did this to them. Now I'm going to kill y'all, like, get into them a fast way. Reggie Miller be doing with Spike Lee. That's always interacting with the fans.
So it's like,
your mama, yeah. So.
What?
You think people be like,
yeah, we're going to have a problem.
So, what do you think Noah would say to LeBron James' mama? And LeBron just said, like, Noah went a little bit too overboard. I'm a grown man with three kids.
Now, what did he say? What did Noah say? Yeah, because he said he went overboard.
He wasn't thinking about a father with three kids right before that when you said something to him after he ducked.
No, he was retaliating. I get that.
So in the heat of a game, playoff game,
I don't know if he knew his mama.
Would you say that?
To a fan? Yeah.
To a fan?
I wouldn't just.
You know it's somebody's mama.
In the middle of a game?
Yeah.
You get it.
What?
You going to tell her to do that?
Oh, man.
I ain't going to tell nobody's mama to do that, man.
Baby. Don't matter. What?
We want to hear from you. 347-838-8449.
Think. live show at Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
they blocked right. Blake Griffin dunk yesterday.
Yeah.
He did. It was a good contest. Shot contest.
Yeah, but Blake Griffin would have been putting that down on anybody else in the league.
Is John Wall coming back?
Five places.
This displaced fraction in his left wrist. I don't think he's coming back.
They just all broke.
Right. How can you come back? You can't dribble, can't shoot.
This is left hand. Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, the Tylenol.
Yeah.
Give him a Tylenol, go on out there, do your best.
And he kept playing that game. They say it's bold.
If he get hit, if he fall again or get hit, get out of there. He might not ever be the same. You know? Because I could even get out of that form. Y'all don't see that form?
That don't look right.
Well,
put them goosenecks. Generic. Goosenecks.
Goosenecks. Yeah, you got that goosenecks. But you got your fingers spread.
Okay, goosenecks.
You got your fingers spread. You don't have to see.
What? My God.
You just
definitely better than yours.
Nah, you go kind of Bogart kind of dude in the hole. So you do. Just stick to what you do, man.
Man, I got game.
Just stick to see, I hate players like you on the court.
What you mean? You want me on your team?
Yeah, but I want you to do what you're supposed to do.
I bring blood.
Everybody want to
be down there.
Yeah, you be down there sometimes. I'm down there. I should be at the point, but I can't dribble.
You're definitely down there.
Right, I can't dribble.
I
got
more playmaking ability.
I like that. That's fine.
But I'll go dirty. I play down. We both be banging boards. I can't. I'm
fine.
We got some ass better young dudes that day.
Yeah. That should never happen again.
Yeah, but you see how before that old boy tried to come in our varsity and try to hoop.
Yeah.
Just out of here, like, his first shot, he comes in and talking stuff like, can I play? Like, yeah, y'all. Like, he was shooting by himself at first. Like, look at this dude. And all of a sudden, coming down, like, yeah, he's kind of big. Coming out here, like, oh, come to the hole, I'm swatting. Like, nah, it ain't going to be that.
Bam!
Man, out of here.
Call me at 347-838-844, Matt, if you want to hoop.
Right. If you want to hoop, call
some of this. Y'all want some of this?
Man.
Hey, congratulations to A-Rod, I guess.
A-Rod,
yeah.
Moving on up.
He passed Willie Mays. Oh, yeah. I guess you can give a congratulations to LeBron, too. He has the most assists of any player in history in the postseason. He just passed Larry Bird and everybody.
No, he's actually fourth.
No, he passed it last night.
Yeah, he passed it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He's fourth?
He's
I thought he was first.
He can't be behind John
Stockton.
Postseason.
Yeah. I'm going to
post-season. All right, well, screw that then. Well, shout out to A-Rod. You know, you did pass Willie Mays.
And he passed the needle.
How you know it was injected?
And he failed to
do it. Listen. We always say it don't matter what you say. You still got to have that hand-eye coordination.
And that's exactly what it helps. It soups that up.
It don't soup that up, man. It just keeps you in shape.
No, it soups your hand-eye coordination up.
Really?
Yes.
It slows
everything down. That's why Barry Bonds and his silly.
Why don't you just smoke some good Kush then?
Because that's going to make you lazy, huh?
It's going to slow everything down.
Yeah.
You eat after the game.
That's the game. It's going to be going to game. It's going to be going
regular. Nah, you can see the ball.
You don't want to go 100 miles an hour.
And you swing like.
Because you know what I'm doing. And
all right, well, I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not really an A-Rod fan. But this is a sports show. So I'm going to give you some accolades.
Accolades. Is that another word for AK?
If you wanted to be. But no. The Cubs. Keep on rolling. And the Sox keep on falling.
7-6 win.
I just want to say that. I'm going to say that again. The Cubs keep on rolling. And the Sox keep on falling. Any Sox fans out there? Yup.
Yep. Say my name.
Yep. What do you think about this? What's the future? Trying to get to this cross town.
7-6.
Huh?
What the young guy doing?
Which one?
Ryan.
Brian is currently hitting.
He threw anything yesterday?
I didn't see the game.
Oh.
But he's currently hitting 284.
284.
284 with Rizzo got 7. The base running is off the chain. Rizzo got 7. Fowler got 7. That's the base running. That's what's off the chain.
Can you see the impact of Joe Maddon on your team?
Yes.
What did he bring?
A whole different energy, like a fun environment, like a fun learning environment, like this is different. Like, I'm going to joke with you, like, you know what I'm saying, but it's, yeah, you know.
Make it work fun?
He make it work fun, yeah. Yeah, it's not, he makes you forget all about this history.
And just move forward.
We moving forward. This is a new thing. This is it right here. Team that's going to do it. You think? Go.
And I'm going to go.
Go, gone. Go to cook. Curry, go. We eating the goat. Curry, go. We eating the goat this year. Curry, go. With plantains and rice.
Cabbage.
Red beans and rice. You got to have some potato bread, too.
Oh,
Cocoa bread.
Somebody's arm or something.
It's
like, I don't like curry,
though. I don't know if I want to even talk about the Sox, because they're not really doing anything. So I'm probably not going to talk about the Sox. You
want to
talk about the Sox?
Man, we're going to
football. We're going to take a short break. We shall return.
Call in when we come back.
Call in when we come back, or we will find you, and Rick will spit on you or something. I don't know. We'll be back.
I've been watching what? football since I was like 8.
Okay.
Vikings ain't been nothing.
What you
mean? That's from their last NFC Championship game in the same season that started. Broke my heart. Like,
what?
Ask my mom.
How cute. I was 15-1.
I cried that day. Like, cool. I'm
thinking of that day.
I sat there and cried. Laid, went to sleep and cried.
I mean, you're
that don't mean move to Seattle.
Right. I might not cry over here. I cry happy tears.
Oh, my heart.
That's they proud of though.
That's you. I know Jacksonville.
I feel bad for Jacksonville because they all these picks are almost kind of bust. I thought he wasn't going to be a bust. But
Your first practice.
It went down,
dude. What I'm talking about, like, season injury. Like, you were on top of the world. You have to watch this dude.
Yeah.
He's young.
Really
you know what I mean? You gotta.
The best defensive player to come out and get hurt. The only thing I can say is
the silver lining is he'll be back early next year before the season starts. So he's not going to start off the next year.
And also, you could say after recovery, he had time to bulk up and learn his play.
Yeah, that's really what
that's the silver lining.
That's why he came. That's why he has to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
He has to go for the that position.
Yes. Where Casey can't come back?
Casey can't come back. That's the main thing. That's exactly what you don't want in your career. Started off.
And they come back from it, but
he's young,
need another one.
Yeah, he's young.
Still need another one. Doesn't matter the one that.
No. Nah, you can't pay him. Nah.
I thought he was going to be like killing him back at each
other.
He still might.
On his injury. Okay, so say he had this last year. He would have fell in the draft. Second round.
What happened to a corner from Oregon? He got like a real long kind of African team. I forget his name. It's like, it's fucking both. Like, but he dropped. I don't even think he gets drafted.
I think I know who you're talking about. I can't
see it. And he's supposed to be in the first round. That's what was in. Like, almost. Terry Williams probably wouldn't have been drafted by the Vikings. Probably would have got him.
What happened to him?
Same thing. It's him.
He needs to go talk to Barry Parker.
He needs to go talk to some people who then went through it.
Yeah.
On the way out of it.
Yeah. I agree.
Terry got Clowney. He needs to go holler at him.
Yeah.
He played in like 6 games, but he
was hurt. We got to see next year. We need healthy. This season coming up. Tom Brady, did he be suspended?
Yeah, really. You know, if you So, look, I was watching, I forgot what I was watching. And Tom Brady played better with the ball fully inflated. Like, when they found out and they fully inflated it, but he played way better.
He played better?
Yes, better, right.
So why would he want to deflate the ball?
Make it where it's like it's worse first. So now you can snap out when it's good. Like if you play with, like say if you play with a basketball, you ain't have enough air. You ain't gonna be able to dribble good. You ain't gonna be shooting good, but you're gonna still hoop. So somebody come up with a pin in the air, I'm like, huh? Now your stuff is even better because you've been playing with bogus equipment.
Here's my question. What does probable mean? The investigation concluded with probable.
Meaning like more than likely yes.
What is more than likely? What happened to yes or no?
Like they don't have enough evidence to totally be like yes.
They can point at Tom Brady like
everything points to that happened.
And didn't everybody else?
And like that's not even your star. But the NFL, cool. He's not the star of the NFL.
Cool.
Tom Brady.
Who's the star of the NFL?
Oh, my God. Who is the star of the NFL?
I need some water.
Tom Brady.
I need some water.
Who
is it?
He's a man, bro. Like, you don't want to hear it. Who don't? You don't want to hear it, but it's the slacker guy. Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
Slacker guy.
No.
He's a close second.
Yeah, he's not winning titles all over the
place. Right. He's a close second.
Super Bowl
was made for him to win titles. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like, that is good.
I think Belichick, I think they should get the same punishment as the same guy.
They say Tom Brady should be. They hear him, but they want him to be out for the year. They like, that's not going to happen. But they're right. There 6 to 8 games.
That's cool.
And I can see him Garoppolo go off.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then so like Tom Brady got off.
Yeah, that'll be Garoppolo slowly moving his head like the Bledsoe. When Bledsoe got hurt,
Brady
came in, yeah. Same way.
And Brady
should take that, man. He should take that suspension.
Yesterday, Devin Woody and Ted Bruce got into it.
Right.
But they can't hear it. But, like, it was huge the way I was playing for us, though. But, like, you know, Teddy Bruce always played with the Patriots.
Right.
So he's never going to say anything to down that organization at all. Devin Woody played with the Patriots. And the Jets.
Right.
You know how they go back and forth.
Yeah.
They've been on both sides. You know, the Jets hate the Patriots.
Right.
So they get into it and then, like, they debate. You know what I'm saying? They go back and forth. Teddy Bruce before Patriots. For Tom Brady, ate at his house. He would never tell somebody to do something illegal. Look at my eyes when I said, I'm putting my name on the line right now. I'm telling you, this is why he explained, like, I'm putting my name on the line right now. You did not do it.
Where's the real?
I always believe in you. You know he's going to see the character. I'm telling you, for me, knowing him the way I know him, And Devin Woody looking like everybody cheats. Everybody trying to win an advantage. I'm trying to win an advantage.
Right.
I don't think Tom Brady's tainted. Ooh, I like Tom Brady. He's like, no, you don't. He's like, yes, I do. He's like, no, you don't. He's like, yes, I do. He's like, no, because you're saying he's a player. Do you think that he cheated?
You can like somebody.
And then Woody like, yeah. And Bruce be like, all right.
That's how it's supposed to be. All
right. Like, he's not coming back into New England.
Right.
Facility ever again.
From what? Do I need to be there?
But they say he cheated.
He cheated.
Really did.
He cheated.
So like he put his name on like,
Bruce
is going to fight Tom Brady.
Bruce messed up.
Aaron Rodgers did that with
Rookie should have never got that emotional about it.
I don't know if it was called somebody who was
like
on steroids.
Well, I guess so.
Aaron Rodgers was like, he never did. It was somebody on baseball who was on steroids. He was like, he never did. It was like beginning of this year or maybe the beginning of the last year. He came out, dude, did he? Like, man.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers looking like, he looking like,
I remember that.
I tried to, I guess he's not my friend. Basically.
Yeah, that's the same thing going to happen to Bruce. He should have been quiet.
No, but
let that play out.
So, you won 3 championships with somebody.
All right.
And if you be with him you was with him every day for, like,
3 years.
Yeah. And it's like, that's like your brother. That's basically blood. If you went and sweated almost, like, broke everything.
Yeah, right.
And was tired.
Right.
And you was around him. Almost like your whole career. Like, yeah, you is gonna defend him. No matter what. Not even if you know it or not.
You don't give him the benefit of the doubt. I would give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't think I'd go to the extreme. But yeah, I probably would, because I'd probably get taken to that extreme. Yeah, so I get it. But I still think they should be suspended.
That's huge. That was a huge argument. They not friends no more. Maybe I wouldn't tell Bruce, like, still looking at their lab like that. Like, they huge on that.
They are going to be friends.
They're not going to be friends. That's what you're going to be playing. I don't want to get this taken from the show.
Just play it real quick. Just play it real quick. Yeah, you got to go through where they really get into it. Go check this out real quick and see if they really going to be friends again. I don't see why they wouldn't be, because it's just a matter of opinion.
They got to do a heated argument. I can't find it right
now. All right, well, that's cool. But, I mean, like, that's no different than...
No.
athlete in a situation like this. It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
And even to this day, I still have great admiration for Tom Brady. I don't think it doesn't taint his legacy. It doesn't do anything. I still think he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
That's Daniel Woody talking.
Athletes, time after time, make these type of mistakes. I truly feel that way. And I think this is a case right here where the cover-up is worse than crime, because I don't necessarily think that this particular crime, I don't think it aided the Patriots in winning that game. If the Patriots had played the Colts 10 times, they would have beat the Colts probably 8 out of 10 times.
I'm just trying to
think that this is what you're saying, all right? Tom Brady inspects the balls before the game, all right? They're laid out on trunks. All right, he inspects the ball. This is the one I like. This is perfect. This is perfect. He said that in his press conference. The balls are perfect after he inspects them in the locker room. He gives them away, and he's done. He's done with the balls there. So to think that these were then deflated, you are saying that Tom Brady told these guys after he inspected them and after the officials, he told them, deflate them after that.
That's Teddy Bruschi talking.
I have my position, and I deem them perfect. Is that what you believe?
I do believe that. I think from the text of Jim McNally, him raising himself the deflator tells me that this wasn't the only time. When you give yourself a label, to me, that insinuates that this action has happened multiple times. Okay? That's the way I'm looking at it, is that this has happened multiple times. Not only this particular situation, but it's happened in the past before.
You're talking about guys giving each other a hard time over text messaging, and I am not going to take that into account. All right? They said in their testimony that they were just joking around. Ted Wells thought that was not plausible. Okay? He's interpreting the text messages of John and Bird. Okay? These two guys that were in the locker room that I know and that... You know, I know them as nicknames and things like that, but these text messages that you are...
Brady said he didn't know McNally.
When I heard Jim McNally was the locker room attendant, I said, who is that? And I saw him on film, and on TV, and I said, that's Bird.
Okay.
On game day, these guys handle the ball. So you mean to tell me that Tom Brady and Jim McNally, these couple of individuals working in the equipment staff, that he wouldn't know who these guys were?
This is what I believe. Tom Brady would not tell anyone to do anything illegal. That's what I believe.
I mean, that's fine. Right.
You and I disagree.
Right.
You think Tom would tell someone to do something illegal?
Yes.
That's fine. I do not believe that. I know Tom Brady. I know his integrity. I vouch for him. I spent a lot of time with him, all right? I vouch for this guy's integrity up and down. How long do you want me to do it? He would not ever tell anyone to implicate themselves or do something illegally that would circumvent the rules of competitive play. That's not who he is. That's the person that I know. And that's what I believe.
Listen, and it goes back again to what I said. It wouldn't be the first time that an athlete has been caught with their pants down in situations like this. Again, I respect Tom Brady just like you respect Tom Brady.
You don't respect him.
I do respect Tom Brady.
You're saying that he told these guys to break the rules.
Okay, but that's the same thing as Mike Martinez. Martinez is such a situation, but if they come out, they might tell me a story. That doesn't mean I have less respect.
Tom has said that he did not tell them. He said in his press conference at post-AFC Championship game, he said, I had no knowledge of the situation in so many words. You don't believe him.
Right. I don't.
You do.
And it goes back for 2 years and how two Super Bowls with. You don't know him? I do know him, but that's okay, though.
You know him as someone that would say to tell someone, listen, man, go break the rules, deflate those balls after I'm
done. We're talking about a competitor.
You believe
that? We're talking about the ultimate competitor.
You really believe you did that?
Why not? It happens. Talking about the ultimate competitor. We're playing in a league where everyone is trying to look for the competitive edge. I've tried to look for the competitive edge.
everyone is always trying to put a competitive edge stay on top. Do rules get broken sometimes? Of course they do.
My former teammate, my friend Tom Brady, would not do that.
Okay.
So that happened. And
what I get from that is it was just a difference of opinion, and I think Willie was.
He was speaking real.
He was speaking real. Yeah.
What's his name? Speaking really from the heart. Like,
yeah.
That's my brother. Like, no, nah, he would never do that.
And
right.
So, like, you won two Super Bowls.
Right. And he tried to bring us in. Like, right. Cause you say that about him. Yeah.
Like, hey,
like this was our brother.
Like, you really supposed to vouch for him, but he, like, no. Nah.
Right.
I try to jump off the ball, like a second before, like a half a minute.
Right, right.
Yeah,
any kind of edge you can get.
I do that.
Call in. 347-838-8449. What do you guys think about that? It's not really a right or wrong.
I think it is.
So who side you on, Brucey?
I'm on the same as Woody said as far as just everybody trying, speaking real. But,
come
like,
on,
like I can see if that was my teammate, and I played with him for, like, 10 years and won, like, three footballs with him, I'd be sick.
I respect maybe Brucey to
not be on no Lions stuff, though. Like, I've seen him go against the Patriots before, too. Like, I said, like, it looked like that, like, not the play gate, but, like, the Spaz.
Yeah.
I mean, he was involved in it, too.
Right. So he involved in the whole... He going down
he's,
with
the
yeah.
He was in the era when he kicked off.
Yeah. So you got to respect Bruce Teddy's point of view. He going down with the ship. I'm a patriot.
Yeah, but he don't seem like he seems as if he would be smarter than be like, yeah, everything they do, I turn a blind eye. He don't talk like that.
No.
But in this certain situation, the thing is that he's like. Oh, well, with the Patriots, and you said yourself, like,
yeah.
You won two championships
with
you, so what's
the
thing? You won three with you, so you
would
just lie about anything you do, period?
Yeah, yeah. It's touching. You got to honor Damian. You got to honor Teddy. What would you do?
Me? Like, if I was a Teddy predicament, like, well, he'd be, well, that's like, I was playing with him. That room, like, yeah, I'm speaking like Teddy, like, yeah, I wouldn't believe that. If I was with him and he was, like, an honest person the whole time, like, no, he didn't do that. And I was vouching for him, I don't care. He probably, if he did it, like, even if I had to watch him cheat, like, okay, he didn't do it. That's my homie, that's my brother, like, no. That's how he's speaking, like, he's not speaking with facts
or what's right.
Then
he
would.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if he was in that predicament, that's
his
Bruce.
Yeah. So are you thinking right and you in that predicament?
No.
Are you supposed to be thinking like Damian or are you supposed to be thinking like Teddy?
You're supposed to be thinking about Damian.
I think it depends on how close you are to the organization and the person.
He probably didn't like, what's his name? He probably didn't like
there. That's his, like, he worshiped, not worshiped the life. He's a legend in New England.
Right. Teddy can't go again.
And Woody probably was like,
look, man, I play football.
It was good for him, too, though. But,
yeah, but it ain't like,
like, I don't work for them.
Right, I don't work for them no more. Like, how had that connection you got?
I mean, I
hear you.
Like, things
look
like TV. Like,
yeah, I'm looking
right.
He cheated. I mean, that's what I'm going to call it how I see it.
And I think the Patriots is smart enough to make it with, like, it all comes back to looking like it's only on the.
Hey,
he's
going to
get fired.
That's they finally out of there. What about
some
Bears, though, Kevin White?
Yeah, how about them Bears, man? This is the, who had the best out of these teams? I'm about to name right here.
The draft?
Yeah.
You can start
Jacksonville off. Okay. The Falcons, the
Cowboys,
the Texans, the Jets, the Bears, the Express Jaguars off. They had it for the Giants.
The Jets, and what was the second
thing? The Jets got a... Not really for their team.
They had Williams and Bryce Petty. You got your offense and your defensive cornerstones for the next 10 years.
Not really. Leonard Williams, like, that's if they trade Muhammad Wilkes. That's him.
They got the best talent in this draft. You got him at number six. Then you got your franchise quarterback that we all like.
They get an A.
Yeah. They got a quarterback in the second round.
Leonard Williams, Devin Smith. Yeah, Leonard Williams, defensive end. Devin Smith, wide receiver. Lorenzo Malden, outside linebacker. Bryce Petty. Jarvis Harrison, offensive guard. And Deion Simon, nose tackle.
Who was the other team you said, though? You said, like,
so we
like
got,
the third
team. Atlanta, not really. The Falcons got Vic Beasley, Jalen Collins, Trevin Coleman, Justin Hardy, Grady Jarrett, Jake Rogers.
What was another team?
The next team. Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Corner. Right. They got Byron Jones.
That dude who jumped 1,000 feet forward in the broad jump and had, like, a 45-inch burst.
Good pick.
Cornerback.
They got Randy Gregory. You know that's a good
first
pick.
First round pick in the second round.
Offensive tackle Chad Green. I don't know.
They got Lyle Collins, dude who was put a murder suspect, but was supposed to be in the first round.
They got who?
Offensive lineman Collins.
They don't have Collins.
They do. They got him for 3 years for
$1.7 million. Yeah. I'm talking about draft.
He was supposed to be in the draft. And like the free agent draft.
Oh, like the Bulls, like the Bears, the 15 in the draft. Yeah. Bears got a quarterback. I like this highlight.
Did you look at the Bible? Of course, you didn't even read the Bible book about it.
No.
We are.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And he's like 60.
Yeah. Then we got the Texans. They got a corner, Kevin Johnson.
From Wake Forest?
Yep.
I like that pick.
They got Benedict McKinney, inside linebacker.
That's a good. That was a great pick.
Jalen Strong.
Wide receiver from ASU. That's a good pick.
And they got another receiver, Keith Mumford.
That's what it is. But the Texans did a good job in the draft. Bears did great.
I think the Bears did really good.
It looks like the Texans.
I'm really liking that Jeremy Langford.
Yeah, he
I'm really liking that pick.
Terrible.
And I looked at Adrian
Amos.
And what they say, Hulk. What they say about him is he won't be reluctant to come up on the run.
But every
highlight I see, he smashes somebody on the run. Right.
And
he likes
6 feet.
So I think that's a very good pick. I think that's the new.
Because of the run, he got picked.
Fifth round, yeah. I don't know much about the center, but I know Eddie Goldman and Kevin White and Amos and Langford. His offensive tackle, hopefully, will be pretty good, too.
Big block flick. He called him a
block flick.
6'8". Then he's like 6'6".
You can't explain what a block foot is.
No feet. Like, he's like edge rusher.
I ain't going to be a right tackle.
Edge rusher, back, any left end.
That swim move. Go up under you.
Yeah. It's over with. Right.
So what'd you call him?
Block foot.
A block foot.
Yeah. Like, who could I call a block foot that's in the league now? It's a couple of, what was y'all tackle, like 2 years ago? He's y'all right tackle. He was like, that was him. But it's like, if you ain't got no feet in this league, no, if you ain't got no feet, you can't really do it. You got to have good footwork. Like, he got size. Like, he got the, not even a perfect size. He's like kind of too big.
You got to slim down.
A little bit. He got to slim down, get feet, and work on settlement.
So block foot is not good.
Block foot, no, that's not good.
That's not good.
Block foot.
Like, sound like that would be good.
Athletic
to the
million feet. Who was
that? Frankenstein?
Frankenstein
was Blockfoot.
Blockfoot.
No James Brown and
no Michael Jackson and no
Rupert. All right, so how do these draft picks the Bears got? Tell me who's the best. We got a quarterback out of right. We got Bryce Callahan out of right. Quarterback. 47 games, 145 tackles, 13 interceptions, 14 tackles for a loss. Chances
year. What? Why he ain't get drafted?
145 tackles, 13 interceptions, 14 tackles for loss.
How old is he?
Don't know.
I need to see that last.
Recorded a career high 43 tackles as a senior.
What's
his name? Bryce Callahan. Don't look him up now because we're going to go through this pretty fast.
Go for it.
East Carolina quarterback, Shane Cardine.
He was straight.
Which I was.
Y'all should have got the defensive tackle. I don't think he came out, but he was straight to
it. Rick said he's too short, but he completed 63% of his passes, threw for 4,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
He's smarter than Coach.
Well, everybody probably going to be a little smarter than Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler.
No.
Jay Cutler's my boy. But Jay Cutler's Jay Cutler.
That's
5'9". 5'9", okay, maybe not. Nope.
That's Callahan.
Yeah, okay, he's too short. East Central cornerback, Quemain Black. 25 tackles, one of the seven. That's dope. Another corner, Jacoby Glenn, Central Florida. 48 tackles, seven interceptions.
Hello.
Safety.
Hello.
Safety, who? Anthony Jefferson from UCLA.
Never heard of
him. Ranked third on UCLA defensive side, so ranked third. Started all 13 games as a junior.
Anthony Jefferson?
Anthony Jefferson tied for team lead with 8 pass breakups. I don't know, maybe. It's always a diamond in the rough somewhere.
Yeah. Y'all best
player
was C1.
That's cool.
I best players was Sneed with Jeremy Langford and Kevin White.
Yeah.
But I like the Jeremy Langford. I'm looking for that second, late first. But he's like running backs are really needed. It turned into a passing league. So, well, how would you describe him? Jeremy Langford?
Yeah, like what would you, how would you compare him to?
Who I'll go. Hurry up, we got 30 seconds on the first
90 seconds.
Okay. So who I would compare him to?
Yeah. Somebody new.
No, I need to be at the part.
I would compare him to like.
What's the LSU running back that came off from last year?
No, in the NFL.
I'm saying he came out last year and he was going off and they didn't start him. He's like the Bengals. Mark Bedard. Yeah, Mark Bedard. North and Shifty?
Yes.
Nobody else can't bring nobody else. I don't even think that for tape. He like a Matt Forte, like.
You know what he's almost like? That Oliver Chet.
Not Marshawn Lynch.
He's shifty
like Marshawn Lynch.
He's not as big as Marshawn Lynch.
He can breathe. Like he know what he's doing. But he gotta have an offensive line. If he gets to the second level,
yeah,
he gonna make plays.
Going
to be offensive line, not getting lower.
All right,
like
so what's gonna happen to Kadeem Carey?
I think they're gonna be the future running back.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Hey,
I agree. Yeah, 10 seconds left. We're about to be out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Reality Radio. We'll be back next weekend again. We're gonna be back all the time. So do what the song say when we start it off. Switch. To the best sports reality radio show on the radio.
Great podcast.